Before we get started, what's your name, ma'am?
Corinne Warner.
Okay, Ms. Warner, who's going to do her?
I think that is me. Let me find, I just have to find.
Just hold on one moment.
Amen.
Yes.
The Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will chair your hearing, so just, she will be with you very shortly.
To get together here.
Yes.
Warner. W-E-R. Yeah, it didn't quite sound like that.
She said Warner.
Yeah. Okay.
I think she's out in 9 days.
Yep, 9 days.
Yeah. All right, Ms. Warner, could you please state your name and your ADC number for the record?
Corinne Annette Warner, 298422.
298, correct. All right, thank you. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. And you should have been given a form notifying you about this hearing. I see you signed your form on November 22nd, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And on that form are your hearing rights, and one of those rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself today.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the board members who are participating in this hearing. As you can see on the screen, there are five of us in here. And at the far opposite end of the bench from me is the Honorable David Neal. Right next to him is the Honorable Michael Johnson. Right in the center of the bench is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Right next to me here is the Honorable Louis Quinones, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the panel chair for your hearing today.
Okay, thank you.
Also with us in the room is Mr. Osborne, who's Community Corrections Officer with Department of Corrections. He will be representing both the department and your parole officer today.
Okay.
So before we get started, I need to swear both you and Mr. Osborne in. So Ms. Warner and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, ma'am.
Ma'am, I do, and I also wanted to note that her CSED date is December
22nd. 22nd. So it's only a few days from now, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Osborne. Ms. Warner, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one will be to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So Ms. Warner, I'm going to read information from your warrant, and as I read this allegation to you, I need you to tell me if it's true or false. And if you believe it's false, the department would take testimony from Mr. Osborne, and we can discuss that some more. So do you understand how that process goes?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. We'll start phase one then, and here is the one allegation on your warrant, and that is that you have violated condition of supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your failing to report to the Mesa Regional Parole Office by the next business morning after leaving your approved residence of 9310 East Main Street in Mesa on or about October 23rd, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown and you were an absconder from supervision. Ms. Warner, is that true or false?
Yes, ma'am.
You're saying that's true?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Based on Ms. Warner's admission, I move to find her delinquent as she violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, thank you. All right. Ms. Warner, as Mr. Osborne pointed out, your scheduled, your release date at this point is December 22nd, just a few days from now. If the board decided today to reinstate your community supervision, it probably could not even, it may or may not even be, you may or may not even be out any sooner than the 22nd. So it's your choice. if you are released on the 22nd, you'll have no supervision whatsoever. So your choice, whether you want to continue the hearing, it's your hearing, or we could just, we have to do some formalities, but we could just conclude it and you could just kill your number. What would you like to do?
I'd like to get in the deal with my hearing.
Okay, that's fine. Then what we'll do is we'll continue phase two of your hearing, and we're going to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. And before we move much farther here, Mr. Osborne is going to give us some background information. So just hold on the line. We'll be right back with you. Mr. Osborne. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Werner was released from DOC custody on June 6th of 2017. She was arrested on October 26th of 2017 by the Fugitive Apprehension Unit on her condo warrant status and was returned back to our custody that same day with 3 condos with a community supervision end date of December 22nd, 2017. Current conviction, 2015, aggravated assault, 3 years, 6 months, 3 counts. She's had 1 term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3.3, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is no STG or gang information noted. She has a moderate disciplinary history with fighting noted. Other arrests, 2011, burglary tools possession, Arizona, felony conviction probation. And she has a community risk score of G4B4.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. So Ms. Werner, when you were released, it looks like you went to live with your father at 9310 East Main in Mesa?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you stay there the whole time?
Yes, and the day that I had left, I was only gone for one night. I didn't take none of my belongings with me, and I went back, right back to my dad's house after I had left for a night because he took my keys because we got into an argument. And I came back the next day, like in the morning, and he told me to call my parole officer, but I didn't call her. Well, I called her, but I didn't leave a message. And he didn't tell me that he had called her and told her that I left, but I still had all my belongings over there.
Okay, so you're saying your father took your key so you couldn't get into the house?
Yeah, that's what happened.
Okay, but all your stuff was still there. Okay.
Yeah, everything that I own.
Okay, where did you go that night?
Well, I was mostly at the gas station because my friend was working there and I was trying to get a job over there. So I was at the gas station like homeless for the day, like for like almost 24 hours.
Okay.
And then I went right back to the house. So
okay.
He told me on the phone that he wanted me to come back. So.
All right. So you kind of just stayed at a gas station. You kind of hung out there.
Yeah.
With your friend who's working. Were you working at all during your...
No, but I was waiting for my social security, but I got denied and then I got an appeal and I appealed it. So if I didn't have it by the time I get out, I'm just going to try to find a job or go back to the social security office because I'm on an injection.
Okay.
Like psych meds and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And they have like a job that you can work at the clinic. So I wrote my case manager and told him I wanted to apply for that position.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. What kind of work do you do, Ms. Werner?
Well, I usually work like I do like retail and like convenience stores.
Okay.
And telemarketing and stuff like that.
Okay. There's plenty of that kind of work. That's good. All right, well, it looks like you were responsible to submit your analysis every now and then, and you've given 5 specimens, and they all came out negative, so that's a good thing. Good job there.
Thank you.
And it looks like you've been going to Partners in Recovery and Hope Lives.
Yeah.
So
I really enjoy going there. I go there a lot.
Oh, good. Yeah, it says here that you're doing, you regularly go there. Okay, that's good. And you also, it looks like you were going to anger management, but you took a couple weeks off. Make your medication, get your medications all adjusted.
Yeah, because I was feeling really bad on my medications that they gave me, and then I stopped taking them, and then they put me on a medication that really worked for my depression and my antipsychotics. So I wanted to talk to, hopefully if I don't leave soon, or if I leave next week, even if I leave sooner than that, I wanted to call my case manager and schedule, I have an objection for the 20th, but they told me I was gonna get out on the 17th of November, but they gave me the wrong release date. And they told me that I have an objection on the 20th, so I just gotta reschedule that objection and I'll get it as soon as I get out.
Right, and it sounds like your counselor, Aaron, over at CHC wants you to continue, because you were doing a really good job and you wanted to finish that program. So that's a good thing too. That's very good. Let's see, Miss Werner, I don't see any history of it, but have you used any illegal drugs?
Well, I was drinking a little that night that I left. I drank a little bit, like a wine cooler, but that was about it. So.
Okay, but no illegal drugs. Have you ever used it?
Well, I have in my life, but I did it while I was on parole.
Okay, but a little alcohol that night.
Yeah.
Okay. So where did you go? Did you do anything other than just hanging out at the gas station? Was that
it? In the morning, I was at the gas station and right across the street there's McDonald's and my friend worked there, so she gave me some breakfast and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And I brought breakfast for my dad and I took it home.
Okay.
And I brought him like the egg McMuffin because she helped me out that day. And she's a really close friend of mine and she'd been working there and she wanted me to get a job there. And I told her that I wanted to, but I was waiting for my Social Security. I wanted to see if I would have got it.
Okay.
And then if I don't get it, then I'll just end up probably working either at the Dollar Tree that's right by my dad's house or the McDonald's. Or I don't know about the gas station, but I had asked the owner that works there. He said when he gets a position that he'd make sure that he'd let me know.
Okay, all right. Ms. Werner, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. No questions? Okay, Ms. Werner, we're coming toward the end of your hearing. And we want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement if you'd like to. So without repeating yourself, you've told us a little bit, what else would you like the board to know?
I'm done being in prison and jail because I've been on paper for a long time and I just finally am getting off of it. And I don't think that I'm going to break the law anymore. I'm pretty sure that I won't. And I'm going to try to live a normal life, especially that I got my medication situated because I've been on a whole bunch of different medications for several years. And I finally got something that's been working for me. And I really want to see my family and I want to help my dad because he has cancer. And that's about it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Ms. Werner, the board is going to enter discussion and make a determination. And it may sound like we're talking to you, but we're not. We do all of our discussion in public because we operate under the open meeting law. So if you just hang on the line there, we'll be right back with you in a moment.
Okay.
All right? So just hang on. The board's going into discussion. Ms. Werner is an individual who has a very short period of abscond, but she also has a very short time left in prison. And I'm not sure that we can, I'm fairly certain that we couldn't even process her fast, and the department couldn't process her fast enough to get her out. So I'm not seeing her as a candidate to return to community supervision, but I would listen to any points raised by my fellow board members if they have any.
No?
Okay. Then I'm going to make a motion to revoke community supervision as Ms. Werner was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by, she just mentioned that she had consumed some alcohol and while on supervision, and that she also absconded for a short period of time, but did abscond nonetheless. And that is my motion.
Second. Agreed.
Okay, who's second?
We'll leave it to you. I'll take the second.
Okay. Mr. Quinones second, and then agreed by Mr. Johnson and Mr. Neal. Okay. So, Ms. Werner, back to you. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision, but mainly because, as I mentioned to you earlier, I'm not sure a certain amount of paperwork has to be done, and I'm not sure it can be done. You're going to be released anyway from the department on the 22nd. That's just a few days from now. So we appreciate your participating in the hearing today. We wish you the very best. I'm really glad that you found a medication that's working for you because that's very important. And we hope you wish you lots of luck taking care of your father and get out there. And we hope you were serious and we... Not that we don't like you, but we hope we never have to see you again before this board.
And then, I got reclassed yesterday, and I go to Minimum Yard today, so I don't go back to the yard where I came from, I go to a different yard, so I'm good.
Excellent, well, good.
I knew I wasn't gonna leave, so I mean, I'll just take my, do my time and just get out of here.
That's very good, and we wish you the very best. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right, your hearing is concluded.